Good morning, everybody. 25 degrees in the Twin Cities, and you are listening to WCCO Radio. This is Midday Live. I'm Patty, and you are?
I'm Tim, and it's the first day of spring at 1:16 this afternoon, 25 right now as we head for the mid-30s, and then a little reminder of what we just left behind the next couple of days, but sure not. You know, the sun is nice and warm, and thankfully there's plenty of sunshine today. We were talking just a few minutes ago about the fact that the FBI announced Monday it had shut down an internet-based child pornography ring. Criminal charges in 26 states against some 90 people, including here in Minnesota, two people arrested before Monday's searches, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis is reviewing the Minnesota cases to see whether they might be prosecuted at the federal level or the state level. But it got us to thinking about, once again, how you can get your guard up and protect those kids from pornography, from child pornography, and fortunately there's an organization that will help you do that.
Happens to be that we have found the website, antichildporn.org, and through that website have a representative who can tell us just a little bit about what we can do with our computers to protect our children just a bit. So today we're going to invite Natasha, and Natasha's last name I don't have in front of me, Tim.
Oh, Natasha Grigori, thank you for joining us today, Natasha.
Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Thank you very much. Tell us about the organization, first of all, how it was created and what your goals are.
Well, ACPO has been in existence, that's the acronym for antichildporn.org, for a little over 4 years. We were born actually in Minnesota. We discovered child pornography online and decided we weren't going to tolerate it. We work with law enforcement to create tools to refine child porn reports, to ferret out child pornography. And as of late, we decided to also help parents protect their children.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, it's as you mentioned, it's just very alarming that these people are so blatant in contacting our children online via email, e-groups, etc. And I'm a woman over 40, and I remember the first time I got near a computer, I was completely confused, as are most parents. So we've created a software called Reveal. It's put out by our Canadian sister group, Entrepreneurs Against Pedophilia, and Doug heads up that organization, and he has generously donated this software to the public. And what it does is it searches your hard drive for inappropriate material. So you can go to our website, antichildporn.org, and you can click on the link that says Reveal, and it will take you to where Reveal is located, and click again, and it will download the application to your hard drive.
Once again, we'll repeat the website that Natasha's talking about, www.antichildporn, all one word, .org, and then there will be linkages. And there's another, I understand, another software that will be available shortly.
Yes, sir. We're real excited about Reveal. It's an excellent, very, very user-friendly piece of software. But this is a worldwide problem, and ACPO, antichildporn.org, is all over the world. So what we've decided to do is create our own version of Reveal, or something quite similar to it, but multilingual. So this will be coming out in English and French, 2 weeks at the maximum. What it's got programmed into it, it's a little bit different than Reveal, is the Russian language. There's three different Russian scripts, I guess you would call it. It has Japanese, Chinese, Arabic, all the languages that we can find, Dutch, those naughty words programmed into it too. So it's not just English language specific.
Tell us a little bit, I'm sorry, I just was curious how this ends up working then once the computer or the program recognizes certain words. Tell us how this works.
Well, for one thing, these words are keyed into it, and plus all the other inappropriate words that you can think of that a pedophile would use. Anytime your child chats on any of the instant messaging, IRC, internet relay chat, email, all that information is stored on your computer. It's just a matter of finding it, and that's what this software does. The parent runs this software. Like I said, it's the interface, the GUI, the use is extremely user-friendly. This is one of the things that I have stressed to all of our programmers, is we have to make this parent-friendly, because the kids know much more than the parents do nowadays about computers. We want to make this easy on the parent.
And that one is called Disk Closure.
Disk Closure, yes, sir.
Disk spelled with a K, and that's going to be available in a couple of weeks, you say?
Yes, sir, and it will be replacing Reveal.
And so, do you have it for Mac and PCs?
Well, actually, we have the Windows 32 interfaces in production, and QT has generously donated their cross-platform GUI so that we can do it in Linux and Mac also. That was the problem. Other problem about Reveal, it was just for PCs. So in 2 weeks, we'll have the PC version of Disclosure available, and probably within a few days after that, we should have the Linux and the Mac version available.
GUI stands for Graphic User Interface, is that
yes,
right?
Sure.
I remember some things from my first manual.
Pictures. That's the pretty pictures that makes it easy to use. It's click, point and click.
Very good. Well, it sounds like, you know, the one thing that comes to mind is battles over freedom of speech, et cetera, and trying to, when you say it detects words, let's say somebody's, you know, trying to research breast cancer and the word breast comes up, that kind of thing. How do you delineate between words that may trigger the alarm but may be something more beneficial and educational?
The parent then decides if that child is talking about breast examinations or breast in a sexual connotation. It brings up the information for the parent to review and look at, print out, save to disk, whatever. So it's based around the conversations that word is used in. We're not blocking these words. We're not blocking these sites. We do have another software coming out shortly that I can tell you about probably in a month that you can monitor what your children are doing online. But this doesn't do that. It just tells what has occurred on the computer, any images, any violent words, any sexual words, that sort of thing.
Natasha Grigori is founder of this website, www.antichildporn.org. If you want to write that down, you can check on that, and you can check on further developments and new software that will be available to help you monitor what is going through your computer. Thank you so much for joining us, Natasha.
Well, Tim, thank you so much, and Patty, thank you.
And thank you, too. I mean, as a parent myself, I wanted to know what can I do to just help my child not ever face this.
If I just have 1 second, ACPO's goal is to educate the public that this problem exists and that to assist law enforcement in refining child porn reports. And to ask the public to try to find an agency or get an agency to protect our children.
All right. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
y'all.
Attention in the first place. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye,
Thank
Natasha.
You. Worthwhile goals. Sunshine, 25 degrees.